Towards the end of December, I always go to the office superstore to buy an appointment book for the year ahead. It can't be put off any longer. I don't know if appointment book is even the right name for these things. Some are called agenda books, but I don't have an agenda. They also masquerade as planners, diaries, and date books. They come in an extravagant variety of shapes, sizes, and formats. Some have aggressive macho names like Action Planner, and others are designed to generate good feelings with sentimental titles like Life, Gratitude, and Dreams. Or for fitness enthusiasts who measure their days by miles run or painful exercises performed. Considering how deeply we are enthralled to the health industry, I was surprised not to find any diaries featuring the symptom of the day or the disease of the month. The book I chose, a very plain black and ordinary week-by-week appointment book without a theme, is described, no doubt ironically by its manufacturer, as a self-management system. This makes me smile every time I look at it. Simply buying an appointment book made out of paper marks me as a hopelessly out-of-date relic of the past, a walking memorial to Johannes Gutenberg. But a lot of us still prefer an old-fashioned date book to keep our lives in order. These books are not exactly diaries because they record the future, not the past, or rather the past of the future. They tell the story of your life before it happened. But they serve some of the functions of a diary. It's good to know that at least we intended to do all those things, even if we can't remember actually doing them. Some people plan their lives years ahead. Like the old Soviet Union, they have 5-year plans and 10-year plans. But I believe that personal long-term plans are a waste of time. Governments and symphony orchestras may be able to schedule things years ahead, but individuals are at the mercy of fate. I prefer to organise my future one day at a time, or at the most 1 week. It seems excessively optimistic to do more. The older I get, the more I would appreciate a 6-month appointment book at half the price. A new appointment book, however modest, is like a Pandora's box in reverse. It starts empty and harmless, but as time goes by, it becomes full and intimidating and threatens to take over your life. Next year's decisions come rushing in, long before you're ready to think seriously about them. Why not fill up those blank dates? Why not accept the invitations, commitments, deadlines, and travel opportunities that are already on the horizon for 2025. It's easy just to jot the dates down. They don't seem real, but they will. So the years fill up with one undisciplined decision after another. An appointment book is like a temporal credit card with which we spend the days of our lives before they have even arrived. But there's no escaping the payment when it falls due. This is David Boucher.